From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The merits of the GOP's Pledge to America are being debated today. House Republicans unveiled the pledge earlier this week, and this morning, President Obama says it contains the same policies that led to the economic crisis.
Which isn't surprising, since many of their leaders were among the architects of that failed policy. It's grounded in the same worn-out philosophy. Cut taxes for millionaires and billionaires, cut the rules for Wall Street and the special interests, and cut the middle class loose to fend for itself.
But California GOP Congressman Kevin McCarthy says his party is listening to voter discontent with the Obama administration's economic policies. McCarthy and President Obama were speaking in their weekly addresses. The president ended his 3 days at the United Nations with a high-level meeting on Sudan, where many raise fears of renewed conflict between the North and South ahead of a vote that's likely to split the nation into two. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Obama says there's a lot of work ahead to pull off an independence vote in South Sudan in January. There are still technical issues to resolve and disagreements over the borders and oil sharing.
What happens in Sudan in the days ahead may decide whether a people who have endured too much war move towards peace or slip backwards into bloodshed.
Sudan's vice president said his country is committed to carrying out the vote on time and will respect the outcome. The leader of southern Sudan said any delay would be a risky gamble and could lead to more violence. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.
The Obama administration is invoking the state secrets privilege in an attempt to kill a lawsuit filed on behalf of an American-born Muslim cleric. The Justice Department says the father of Anwar al-Awlaki is demanding that the government disclose classified information that could harm national security. Al-Awlaki is an alleged terrorist who is said to be targeted for a killing by the government. He is believed to be hiding in Yemen. A federal judge in California has cleared the way for the resumption of executions in that state. Scott Schaefer is following the story from member station KQED in San Francisco.
Judge Jeremy Fogel issued the moratorium on lethal injections in 2006, saying California's protocol violated the U.S. Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Last month, California adopted rigorous new regulations that spell out in great detail how lethal injections will be administered, who will do it, and how the execution team will be trained. The state also built a new lethal injection facility at San Quentin Prison. It's larger, better lit, and has more room for witnesses than the old one did. Judge Fogel was satisfied with the changes and lifted his moratorium, clearing the way for death row inmate Albert Greenwood Brown to be executed at San Quentin Prison early Wednesday morning. It'll be the first execution in California in nearly 5 years. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. For the second time in a month, a federal court has ruled that the military has violated the constitutional rights of a gay service member. A federal judge in Tacoma, Washington, says that the Air Force should give a decorated flight nurse her job back. Major Margaret Witt was suspended after she revealed that she is a lesbian. The case is a closely watched challenge to the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. It follows a ruling against Don't Ask in California. A Christian event at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, is drawing protests from watchdog groups. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, critics say the Rock the Fort event illegally entangles government with religion.
The event is sponsored by Army chaplains and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and it takes place on Fort Bragg's parade field. It will include rock bands and a call to faith that is in part aimed at converting children. Barry Lynn at Americans United for the Separation of Church and State says that is illegal.
It's really not the Army's job to try to convert Americans in or out of the military to Christianity, but that seems to be what the Rock the Fort event is all about, and it needs to be stopped.
An Army spokesman says the base allows other groups to use its parade ground, and so it's not favoring a particular religion. But legal scholars say using government resources to evangelize civilians in the community may be unconstitutional. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
American astronaut Tracy Caldwell Dyson and two Russian cosmonauts have landed safely in Kazakhstan after 6 months aboard the International Space Station. Officials say the capsule landed upright, on time, and on target on the central Kazakh steppe today. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.